Imagine you're an endangered Delta smelt. You're not quite 3 inches long, you can't swim very well, so you mainly ride on the current. That current could take you to the not-so-quiet Skinner Fish facilities in Tracy. From there, you flow through pipes and into an 1,100-gallon holding tank. Jim Odom with the California Department of Water Resources runs those facilities.
That's our whole intent, is to salvage all those small fish before they get into the system so they get lost and never can return.
The system is the State Water Project, where water from the Delta is pumped to Central and Southern California. After being counted, a mechanical bucket loads you, the lowly smelt, and all kinds of other fish into a tanker truck. Some of those other fish may be hungry.
The longer we keep them in captivity, the more chance they have of perishing or being eaten up by some of the other predators that we're salvaging. We salvage everything that comes through the system, gets loaded up here and hauled back.
Your tanker truck then travels to Sherman Island and backs up to one of two release sites. A big pipe shoots you and all those other fish 50 feet out into the water. And if you survive that process, which isn't likely, death may await you at the end of the pipe.
And basically the predators would really sit within a couple feet of that pipe waiting for fish to come out.
That's awful.
Javier Miranda is an environmental scientist with the Department of Water Resources. A few years ago, as part of a predation study, he lowered a sonar camera into the murky Delta waters to find out exactly what was going on.
We thought there might be kind of a dinner bell effect where when they heard the truck drive up, they'd all come up to the site.
Like Pavlov's fish, salivating.
As it turned out, when the predators were there, they were always there. They were waiting.
Largemouth bass, striped bass, Sacramento pike minnow, and other predators await most of the salvaged fish.
We can see fish kind of coming out of the pipe, and you would see, on a good day, you would see them kind of swim off, and other days when there was predators there, you would see a few get picked off.
The study also showed the predators were seasonal, showing up in the summer months when tens of thousands of fish would be released on any given day. But if you're a smelt, there is some good news.
One of the good things we saw from our studies was that during the months where we had endangered species, so Delta smelt, salmon, we didn't see a lot of predators at those sites.
It's still not a good fate for most salvage fish. Brent Bridges is a fish biologist at the Tracy Fish Facilities, part of the Bureau of Reclamation's Central Valley Project. They have the same problem at their release sites. Bridges says they're now trying to trick the predators by turning on and off the pumps at the release sites.
And the idea is, we want to prevent the fish, the predators, from realizing they're going to be fed, because we just don't want them to learn that when they hear the pump running, they're going to get fed.
Bridges says biologists don't know whether the predation at the release sites is actually affecting fish populations in the Delta. But he says both the state and the federal water projects are building more release sites so they can use a different site every day of the week. Javier Miranda says studies show in the Delta, predation is high and survival is low.
And so it's kind of a trade-off of predation in the river or predation in our salvage process. Unfortunately, the science is just kind of getting caught up right now in terms of what's better, is it versus river or salvage. But you could ask a lot of people and they'd say it's better to have those fish go through the salvage process.
For salmon, the salvage process is a shortcut through the Delta and out to the ocean. But if you're a fragile smelt, the forces are against you, even if you make it to that holding tank. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.